Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hollywood, down through history, hasn't just been glitter, escapism, and mindless entertainment. Hollywood has also been trying to help, trying to lend a hand to confront serious social problems in America.
And you must stand united on this and stamp out this frightful assassin of our youth. On the subject of narcotics in general, the dread marijuana in particular, because it is only through enlightenment that this scourge can be wiped out.
We're still waiting for that scourge to be wiped out, and since Reefer Madness was made more than 75 years ago, Hollywood has found more profitable ways to look at the drug scourge.
It feels good in my brain.
Cops.
They called it Little Havana, where the American dream had a price tag, and only one man in a million was hungry enough to pay.
This country, you gotta make the money first.
With heavy-handed morality tales like Reefer Madness, mob glorification movies like Scarface, and stoner movies like Pineapple Express, perhaps filmmakers need a fresh approach to the drug problem.
Are you unemployed or stuck in a dead-end job?
Thousands of people around the state are losing their jobs every day.
Are you homeless or living in a bad neighborhood?
Unemployment shot up to its highest level in nearly 26 years.
If the American dream broke its promise to you, don't worry. We have an answer.
How to make money selling drugs is a truly fresh look at the real drug culture in America. It's documentary film meets junior achievement business boosters. And it opens a very different window on people trying to get by in America while showing off the consequences of this country's war on drugs mentality. Produced by actor and Entourage star Adrien Grenier and directed by Matthew Cook, it's about entrepreneurs and the real madness behind the drugs and reefer game.
Well, How to Make Money Selling Drugs is a new approach to documentary filmmaking. We figured instead of marginalizing ourselves right out of the gate with a really boring didactic film, we said, you know what, let's make something fun that people are actually going to be compelled to see.
And is this an anti-prohibition movie, Matthew, would you say? Or is this a character study using a very provocative premise, how you can make money selling drugs?
I love the way you put it. I would say it's both. I mean, it's certainly a character study. These are incredible, extraordinary individuals who overcame challenges that most of us can't imagine overcoming and wound up finding their way into this drug dealing game, which only exists because of this black market prohibition against drugs.
Is this an American thing? I mean, does it all go together? America and the success in the drug trade?
Well, look, these are human stories, you know, and I think the war on drugs has done such a great job to villainize and demonize and put this, you know, very two-dimensional blanket, you know, definition of what a drug dealer is or a drug user. And the reality is there are as many diverse reasons why people turn to using drugs or dealing drugs as there are human individuals. So we're looking to sort of turn that around and start to show the human side of this story.
Matthew, who's a character who you believe is both a drug addict and just someone trying to make it in the tough world of America in this film?
In this film, I mean, Bobby Carlton is one, certainly.
Ninth grade. Up to that point, I was kind of a student that didn't participate. But then they were like, how many grams are in an ounce? And I was like, 28. They were like, how many pounds are in a kilo? I was like, 2.2. And do you want me to tell you how much that cost? Hence, everybody at school knew what I was up to that day.
But he's not the only one. I think people would be surprised to find out that majority of drug dealers are drug users themselves. It's the easiest way to put together a little bit of money to feed your own habit.
And tax-free, of course, which is another argument against prohibition, that if this were on the level, it would be a part of the regular economy and might be a more safer option for everyone concerned.
Sure. And I think that that needs to be discussed responsibly. You know, the United States hasn't necessarily done so well in the past with legal drugs in terms of the amount of marketing that they've allowed regarding alcohol or cigarettes, more likely.
Or prescription drugs.
Or prescription drugs. We're one of the only two countries in the world that allows for pharmaceutical advertising on television, which I think is absurd. So we have to have a responsible approach to how we're going to address decriminalization. What we know is that addiction and drug abuse are one problem, and a totally separate problem are those that are created by the war on drugs.
When you look at people this way as characters, as people trying to make a living in America, do you immediately run into drug dealers who are trying to juggle a two-income family, get the kids off to school, deal with the schedule? Do you run into really familiar stuff at the same time as you run into some bizarre stuff?
Absolutely, and I think that is and was the objective of the film, and now that it's come out, for people to talk about the fact that we are not a nation divided between two types of people. One are these horrific criminals that need to be thrown in prison, and the other are this amazing group of goody-two-shoes citizens. We're all connected and a part of the issue. The United States is the largest consumer of cocaine and marijuana in the world, and we're not just talking about – these aren't just bank robbers who are doing these drugs. These are normal people. And plenty of the drug dealers that we ran into were trying to put food on the table for their families. They're just trying to find a way to make ends meet. And when you have unemployment, which is fixed at 8%, 10% in some parts of the country, Detroit, you know, up into the 20 percentile range at times, people have to find some way to make ends meet. And the black market for drugs provides this incredible safety net of sorts.
You know, the film business is all about positioning and message. I'm wondering, by taking the provocative how to make money selling drugs approach here, that you run the risk really of not being taken seriously by the very people who you want to start this responsible discussion. The Rachel Maddows and the Chris Matthews of the world.
We're trying to cut through the apathy, really. I mean, I think there's this malaise that, people just, take it for granted. They assume that nothing's going to change. We're trying to liven things up, have straight talk, and get a different audience, a younger generation who might actually be able to make some real change when they get agitated. And that's what this is for. It's for young people who are on the internet who don't want to be talked down to.
And we've come a long way from the reefer madness days.
Have we? I mean, we're still paranoid that if we don't legislate morality, if we don't use the hammer of criminal justice over the heads of addicts, that somehow everyone's going to go running out into the street and start doing heroin and cocaine. So I think we still have a reefer madness mentality, and it's built into the culture at this point.
I heard you laugh, but I can't imagine your mother was even born during reefer madness, Adrian.
Everybody knows reefer madness. It's interesting that whole campaign was in black and white, because they try and make this issue black and white, and they try and oversimplify it. But, it's as complex as there are people, and we need to have a more nuanced approach to addressing human beings and the reasons why they make choices. I think it could be argued that, our mistakes are what make us humans, and our mistakes are what allow us to become the better humans that we ultimately are. And we need to allow people to make mistakes without throwing them in jail and really giving them opportunities to overcome, maybe some hard times in their lives.
Going to stay in the entertainment business or get into drugs?
let's keep the drug of entertainment.
Adrian Grenier and Matthew Cook, director of How to Make Money Selling Drugs. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.